This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. Without absolute truth, nothing can be considered objectively right or wrong, but satisfactory or unsatisfactory. Morality is subjective, then. It is determined by the whims of men and can change quite quickly sometimes. By rejecting God's word as the basis for civil law, men will pass legislation that reflects the shifting moral standard of the people at the time they were being enacted. In this scenario, laws are determined by the whim of popular culture, whatever happens to be popular at any given time. No legislative action nor judicial decision can ever be considered final, but may be defined and redefined at will. In this climate, even the inalienable rights laid out in our nation's Declaration of Independence have no real validity. If we deny or ignore the existence of a transcendent being like God, those rights can be redefined or even denied altogether, since there is nothing to support them. Law without the support of an absolute moral authority offers little security to those under it. The one currently protected by laws informed and shaped by the subjective morality of today may find themselves persecuted when that morality changes and new laws are enacted in keeping with it. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.